You know, Bobby used to be a baseball player. Back in the day, I used to be playing all the bases. I was first base, second base, third base, you know, that's the name. I was all of them. I was a catcher, too. And I remember there was one championship game, right? I'm up there at bat. They said, Bobby, you're going to hit the ball. And I said, what? I knew they was lying because I never hit the ball for that whole season. I don't know why I didn't hit the ball. Bobby was a good hitter, right? I just couldn't hit the ball. And then, come to find out after the season, you right? You know, I needed some additional help. So what happened when in that championship game, I was sitting there, you know, I was ready to swing up this ball. I was like, I was ready. I was looking at my chops and everything. Then one pat, one ball went by, then another ball. Then I was like, wait a second, what is going on? I was down in the dirt. I was 0-2 in the count. And then the last pitch came. It was a curveball. Of course I wasn't going to hit that. I saw it. I was ready. I squeezed my back. And I got struck out. And that in the championship game, I was crying and I was sad. And I, later on, I found out that I needed glasses. Right? And it, mind you, it wasn't glasses. It was a glass. Because I have a stigma in my left eye. Not in my right eye, in my left eye. So I needed my glasses for my left eye, and I was a right-handed hitter, so of course I couldn't see the ball because it was coming from my left side. If the ball would have hit me in my face, I wouldn't have seen it. I would have felt everything, but I wouldn't have seen it. So that was an infamous time for little Bobby. I still like baseball, but yeah, that was traumatizing, getting stuck in out in the championship game. I couldn't hit the ball for like half of that season, I think the majority of that season. And I thought I was just terrible. I was like, man, this never happened in my life. But I found out that I needed glasses. And I said, what? What in the world is this mess? I couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand it. Well, we'll come back after this break. You know, Lord Bobby, I'm bringing you some more heat. Have y'all ever had hot food before? Bobby has. I remember one time at church. Right? We were doing a competition. It wasn't like, you know, that's like hot flamers or anything. We stepped it up a little bit. We had jalapenos, the full peppers. Actually, it wasn't a full, it was a half one, but still, it was so strong. I was about like maybe 8 or 9 years old. And what happened was I was there to do this. They said, I dare you to put all these peppers in your mouth. And I said, you gotta be lying. This don't make no sense. But of course I was gonna do it. This little Bobby Conway, right here. So I put all those peppers in my mouth and I was screaming and hollering. I needed some water. I think I got a dollar from that, but I'm not sure. But that was hot. And then what I learned back then is like when you dead, when you double dead, when you triple dead, you had to do it then. And I said, what? And I ate it. And I ate those hot peppers, and I felt bored. I achieved something. I stepped up to the plate of life, and I achieved it. I ate those peppers. I had that water, but I achieved greatness. I wouldn't suggest you do that now. But, that's what we did. You know, we were hanging out at the church. Sometimes we'll be playing hide-and-go-seek tag. When the adults are in the meetings, because when you're in the church, when you're going up in the church, you know this. If you go to the church, you're gonna be creative. And you're a young kid in the adults in different places. Like what am I doing? Just sit there now? I can't go home. I can't go to the store. I can't play my video games. I gotta be creative. The kids nowadays don't be doing that. Don't be being creative. They be playing their video games. I be playing video games too, but like not like that. Like when I was younger, we was always running around. So at the church, we was running around all the time. Playing tag, playing hide and go seek. And then we had food at times, too. So, you know, we was having a good old time. We were watching Betty Tails, you know, just running around. It was a good old time. But then that one time with the hot peppers, yeah, my mouth was a little burnt. But, like, you know, it was good. So, you know, I'm a wrap it up right now. This is season one. I mean, not season one. This is season three, episode one. I just wanted to get you know, back in the spirit of this show. So I'll see you guys later in the season. Peace.